Dear Princess Celestia, today I'm writing this letter instead of Twilight because she should decide that delegating all her menial tasks to a dragon who gets buff as fuck in the future is a cool move to pull.
Spike, get me all my research material from the local library. Spike, go tell Pinkie Pie I don't want her goddamn cereal. Spike, tell Rarity how much you want to score with her. Do it for the lulz. Do it, do it!
Yeah, I know you read these out with her voices in your head. I can do a mean impression of this negging royal wannabe, and you're going to hear it in that entitled head of yours. Go on. Oh, yeah. The lesson of the day. I can tell you I've learned many lessons today. Like how not to be a pussy bitch that lets everybody else push me around. Yeah, everybody. What the fuck is with the every pony shit anyway? You know there's other creatures across Equestria, yaks, dragons, changelings, who, let me remind you, aren't actual ponies. On an unrelated tangent, did you know that there are many, many complex characters in anime? Oh wait, that wasn't meant for you, Celestia, bitch. That was for my nigga, Synthcool. Thought I was gonna say Ariston, you surprise motherfucker. On that note, though, maybe your Marian sisterhood ass can be useful and track that guapo down for me. Fucker owes me a boatload of shekels, and that faggot better not have me come and collect myself. I drench his ass like a bot and cross him off the face of the earth permanently. Anyway, what the fuck was I going on about? Oh yeah, these gay-ass lessons for this faggy fucking letter! Don't be a weak-willed or mad afraid to tell someone, no nigger, fuck you! Stop listening to grifters that want to sell you on their own vices instead of the kikes. And lastly, down with the aristocracy! You better fucking watch yourself, Celestia, every damn move! My militia and I will be watching and waiting. Keep yourself safe, Spike.